Brian Rushton has seen Built to Spill more times than he can count.
They're hometown favorites, local boys that made it. They made it big time. Signed to a major label, but didn't, quote-unquote, sell out.
Rushton is the assistant manager at the Record Exchange in Boise. He admires Built to Spill's leader, Doug March.
Heard their first record in 1995, 1996. When I was in high school, I was a fan of Doug's previous band that he was in called the Tree People. And so just followed along.
Rushton thinks the band has maintained its indie compass over the last 20 years. The group has kept longtime fans coming back for more by not bowing to trends or moving to a bigger city. But the alternative rock band is also drawing younger fans, fans who weren't even alive when the Boise group gained national fame in the mid-90s. Hannah Ponder is one of them. The Boise High student grew up listening to Built to Spill. She went to elementary school with the lead singer's son.
He was coming in to do something with the orchestra, and so I was like, oh, Built to Spill, cool. That's a real band. I still think that's really cool.
The 17-year-old is thankful the band still calls Boise home.
It's like one good thing about Boise. Like, when people hear Boise or Idaho, they kind of just think of, like, potatoes and, like, Nazis. But then sometimes they're like, Built to Spill, and I'm like, something positive, oh my god.
That kind of enthusiasm is music to Rick Gershon's ears. Gershon is Built to Spill's longtime publicist with Warner Brother Records. He says right now, the band is at the height of its popularity. Gershon says the band isn't sure why they have this multi-generational pull, but they're humbled by it.
They're very much aware that their original audience has stuck with them for all these years and all these records. But for whatever reason, a younger audience seems to have discovered Built to Spill. They're aware of this, and they're very grateful.
Gershon says the band is especially thankful for the loyalty and love it receives from its Boise fans. That's partly why tonight's show is possible. The group usually plays only at 21-plus venues in town. But March worked with a local music promoter to set up the show to give those who can't legally drink a chance to hear Built to Spill live. Some for the first time.
These are all the records, and this is ours.
That's Maya Wepner. The 9-year-old is headed to the special all-ages show tonight. Her parents got her tickets for Christmas, along with this 1997 release on vinyl.
Perfect from now on.
Maya says it's her favorite Built to Spill album. On a recent Sunday morning, the Wepner's record player blasts the indie band. Maya's baby brother Benji cranks the tunes even higher. Maya's mom, Marissa Wepner, will accompany her daughter to the show tonight.
We're excited about it because we're a family that loves music, so to share that experience with Maya is awesome.
Brian Rushton with the Record Exchange is excited about the band playing back in Boise. He thinks the decision to play an all-ages concert shows Built to Spill cares about its younger fans.
A lot of amazing bands that come to Boise that kids, teenagers don't have access to. By and large, kids have been shut out, and especially from Built to Spill shows. It's nice that this effort's being made.
This effort to acknowledge the band's young fan base seems to be paying off. Tickets for tonight's show at the Crux have been sold out for weeks. Built to Spill fans of all ages are looking forward to rocking out together. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.